I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The people of Nepal went to the polls in huge numbers yesterday to vote in the first election in 9 years there. The vote could abolish the world's last Hindu monarchy. Many want a new Nepal, but nobody knows if this new Nepal will have a place for evangelical Christians. Bible Pathways' Karen Hawkins says her ministry works with a Nepali believer who's not letting uncertainty stop his work. Many are turning to Christ, and Bibles and other resources are needed. And four members of a Gospel for Asia film team have been released from jail. They were falsely charged with forcing people to convert to Christianity March 28th in Madhya Pradesh, India. The men were showing a film about Christ when they were arrested. Police wanted to watch. They showed it and presented the gospel. As a result, attitudes toward them changed. They were granted bail and the court agreed to give back their equipment. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can find us on the web at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.